the spider would wake, for he's dehydrated and needs a drink, and the front of its legs would shiver, and it would detect some moisture, and it would make its way out of the cave, this is true, or out of the log, or the woods, and make its way to a damp spot and take a drink, and that will keep it alive throughout the winter. And then man came, and we built houses just like these, and the Giganticus still roams these very grasses. And in the autumn, they feel the frost a-coming, and they make their way to the cliffs, these houses, and they make their ways to the holes in the trees, the overflow pipes of your toilets and bathrooms, and they make their way in, and that's why you find them in the bath. And if you're unfortunate enough to put a towel over your bath, they will climb up it, and they are now in your house. They don't know it's a house. They think it's a cave, and they think it's a hollow tree. And they scurry around munching every little living thing they can get their teeth into. And then they fall asleep. Do spiders snore? I know not. And then round about Christmas time or New Year, they dehydrate and the fronts of their legs go a quiver and they wake. And they're hiding behind the wardrobe in your bedroom. And they slowly stir and they make their way to the only damp spot in that room. They crawl across the carpet, up the leg of the bed, along the duvet, along your leg, upon your chest, round your neck, over your chin, and would take a little drink from your mouth, if it is open. You know not that they do it, but do it they do.